Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me here in the studio to talk about his film that was recently featured at the reopening of the Tota Theater in downtown Farmington, Noah McKay is here. Good morning, and thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me, Scott. I'm really excited to be here to talk film.
You bet. Congratulations to you for having your film premiered, I guess, at the Tota, of course, and getting a pretty good release, I would say.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I think the reception to the film so far has been really great, which has been awesome. It was great to premiere it at the Tota because it was shot in the Tota.
Right.
And the event was great. It's great to have the Tota reopen, and I hope tons of stuff happens down there in the future. And I hope to maybe show more films down there at some point.
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah, exactly. And so you are part of, I would say, a local film community here in Farmington and in San Juan County and even the greater Four Corners area, right?
Yeah, I like to think of ourselves as small but mighty, and there is, and we're gathering steam, mm-hmm. I think, and there are people that really just want to do projects in the area, and I'm always jumping on whatever I can.
Right. Well, and the name of your film is Night of the Vampire, and so we have the trailer that I wanted to show everybody to kind of get an idea of what we're talking about here. So let's show the trailer here, and then we'll talk a little bit about maybe your inspiration and some of the filmmaking parts of what you had to deal with as you were putting this all together, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, let's watch a little bit of Night of the Vampire on KSJE.
They've just been hiding out since then? And the guy who wrote Dracula is the only one who knows about it? A couple of hours ago, people just started biting each other out of nowhere.
What are we supposed to do if he turns into one of those things?
I mean, you seem to know a thing or two about vampires. You got any theories on how we can kill one of these things?
No idea. The stories aren't exactly consistent on that point.
Sounds like we're not even safe in here.
But either way, they're here now. And they're not hiding.
Night of the Vampire. A film directed by Noah McKay. He is my guest this morning, and shot at the historic Tota Theater. And as you were mentioning, when it premiered at the Tota Theater, that you kind of shot that right in the middle of some of the renovations, right? So you kind of had to work around some of the crews, and they had to work around you, I suppose.
Yeah, so we shot back in July, and the Tota Theater was still under construction, like actively. And I think the original hope was that it would be done by the time that my crew was going to be in there, but you know how things,
yeah, especially these days, that's right,
don't always come together quite the way you'd hope. So we were in there, and the goal was, can we work kind of together to make sure that you guys get what you need to get done and that we're not putting construction behind, because nobody wants that, but that I also get my film shot.
Right. And you really wanted that location, right? I mean, that was an important component, I guess, maybe, to tell the story?
It was sort of that or bust at some level.
Okay. Gotcha. And so anyone who's familiar with the Tota certainly recognizes the lobby from the clips that we saw in just the trailer. And when you watch the rest of the film, you'll see other parts of the theater and some of the alleys around it and things along that line, too, that I could recognize from watching it. And so talk to me about the inspiration to putting this together. This is something that you've been wanting to do, this story, I guess?
Yeah, I've wanted to tell a story about vampires for a really long time. I think vampires are one of the more unique of the older set of monsters, like zombies, vampires, werewolves. Vampires have always been the ones that I was attracted to, I guess you could say. And so that was always something I really wanted to do. And then I thought it would really be cool to do a film that took place in kind of like a limited space.
Right.
And that's kind of what led me to, you know, let's do a movie about vampires set in the Tota, which is kind of exactly what I wanted. A small but really unique space with a lot of character.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Understood. And I don't want to do a spoiler alert, but it looks like you maybe left a few things open at the end of this film that maybe there'd be a sequel.
Yeah, I did leave some things open. I would love to do a sequel. I think it would require a little bit bigger budget than we were working with on this one. So that's something that's definitely, hopefully, down the road as I start to pick up steam as a filmmaker.
Right, right. And so is this your first film, or have you probably done other shorter projects, have you? Or tell us a little bit about your background.
I have done shorter projects. Most especially, I shot a short film called Alone a couple of years ago that was in several film festivals, and it won a couple awards, which was really great, and it kind of pushed me to keep going. And then my first real short film that got any kind of attention was a little short film about the pandemic that was featured in our local film festival in, I guess that would have been the 2019 festival. And that was when I was really just starting to like, okay, let's put a camera on a tripod. Let's point it at somebody. What does that look like?
Right. Gotcha. And of course, you went to school here at San Juan College.
Yeah, I graduated from the digital media and design program here at San Juan College.
Nice. And so we know there's a lot of activity, film activity in our state, in New Mexico. Is that something that you've reached out to as well, or hoping to maybe connect with at some point?
I would always love to make more connections, but I've already, you know, kind of started to.
Yeah,
I have some friends, especially in Albuquerque, who I've worked with several times. I've gone down there. We shot a short film down there about a Wendigo that you can find on my YouTube channel that I had a lot of fun shooting it, and we shot that in the Albuquerque area. And then I shot one other project in Albuquerque that was kind of like a concept shoot for somebody had written a pilot for a TV show, and the people that they were working with to maybe bring that pilot about were like, we want to see kind of what the visual idea behind this is. So I went and I shot like a 2-minute kind of like teaser for him.
Right.
And I hopefully that project gets going soon. I haven't heard much about that in a little bit.
Gotcha. Cool. And so this film, the Night of the Vampire film, is that you've just completed than we saw, you have kind of now taken it down, if you will, and are getting ready to send it off to, I guess, to film festivals, which is what one does, right, when you have a film and kind of enter it and see how it does with other judges and other audiences, I guess?
Yeah. So we had it up on YouTube for 24 hours for people that weren't at the Tota event to hopefully catch it when they could. Now we have taken it down. I was working with the composer to do some minor tweaks to the score. I got that back last night from our composer, Danny Miller, who was great, and I want to give a shout out to her. And now that I got that back, I'm going to put that new version of the soundtrack in today, actually.
Okay.
And then hopefully starting tomorrow, I'm going to start submitting it off to film festivals.
Very good. Well, good luck.
Thank you
so
much.
Good luck to you. And so what's your favorite part about filmmaking? Of course, as the director, kind of the buck stops with you, I would think, in many of these cases. Is that kind of what you really find yourself enjoying doing, or do you like to be on the crew, or what would you say?
Directing is really my greatest passion, although I love all of it. The reason I love directing, though, is because I love working with actors on their performances specifically. And, like, I know a lot of other directors, you get the classic question, what's my motivation? And they roll their eyes and they go, ugh. And like, okay, let me tell you what your motivation is. But that's when I really come alive. I'm like, okay, yeah, let's talk.
Right, right. And with your actors from this film, I mean, did they all give you the performance that you wanted from them?
Yeah, I think we got such excellent performances in this film from a cast of entirely New Mexico actors, almost entirely based out of San Juan County. And even though they're not, you know, A-list celebrities, they brought 110% to this film.
But they're as passionate, I think, as you are about
are,
local
yeah.
film, right? Or they wouldn't have been probably doing that. I imagine there were some long, long days.
Yeah, we had a couple of particularly long days. We I loaded all of the stunt work onto like the first 2 days of shooting so that if it slipped into other things, that we had time to pick it up later. And especially that first real day of shooting with the stunt people was long, and it was late because we had to get those exteriors that you see, one in the trailer and then a couple more in the film, of the alley behind the Tota, and we had to shoot that really late, and we didn't get out of there until probably midnight that night.
Gotcha. And so what would your advice be to other students, other people that want to get involved with film? I mean, you know, I imagine at this point it's probably a lot of volunteer work for a lot of folks because budgets are small. But what would your advice be if folks are watching this morning, listening to us this morning, and say, I didn't know there was all this going on in San Juan County. How can I get to be a part of that?
So the first and easiest thing you can do is there's a Facebook page called Four Corners Filmmakers that is administrated by actually Luke Renner, who teaches the DMAD program at the college. And he's always posting, the posts are called like spotlights on San Juan County. And it's just posts to go, hey, here's what's going on. And then you can always contact the person because it's like a shared post. I'm always open to just receiving messages like, hey, you know, are you working on anything? I have this idea. Can we make something happen? Whatever. So you can always contact me on Facebook. And my name on Facebook is just, you know, my name, Noah McKay. And also,
I think if you search for Noah McKay Film, you're going to pop up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, if you are interested in film but not sure if it's the right place for you, taking just one or two of the DMAD classes here at the college will really help get you kind of like a base and also just get you connected with more people. Because the crew on this was all people from the DMAD program. Like, these were people that I came up with, that I graduated with, and that's my crew now. So that's where you're really going to meet a lot of collaborators. And also just getting in contact with Luke Renner in general, because he's kind of become, I think, like a real proponent for film in the area. And he's going to get you in contact with me and with like Avith Groley and Jeremy Orr, who are all of these different people in the area who are like, let's make stuff.
Yeah. And that's what we're seeing, which is great. And there's more to it, I'm sure. More to come. So that's exciting as well. Noah, thanks for coming in. We're out of time, I'm sorry to say, but it's great to visit with you, and I can't wait to see the next film.
Thank you for having me. It was awesome to be
here. You bet. Thank you very much. That's Noah McKay. He is the director of the film Night of the Vampire, which premiered at the Tota Theater, my guest here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.